Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By the way, I did bump into Big Mac Friday night, sleeping in my office, Evan.
Really?
And he's mad at me.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I tried to let him sleep.
Because you made it incredibly awkward, but it didn't have to be. That's why.
How'd you make it awkward?
The lights were out.
Yeah. Okay.
I came upstairs real quick.
Where was he sleeping, by the way? In my massage chair?
In the massage chair, yep. As we said he could.
All right. Was it upright this morning?
Or? Yes, it was.
You did a good job. Thank you, pal.
So I came back to get my son's naps backpack. So someone else here goes, shh, Big Mac's sleeping in your office.
What, do you have a personal security detail?
So I'm like,
yeah, I don't know why anyone was sitting outside.
Yeah, but you saw the guy.
Hickey.
Whoever that is. Mac. Nice guy, right?
Yeah.
So
Big Mac's sleeping.
I tiptoe into my own office. He pops up. And I go, go back to bed. It's okay.
Yeah.
This is a dream.
He wants to reassure me I was doing nothing wrong, which I felt pretty confident in that I was doing nothing wrong. Right, yeah.
I go, I'm just getting Sonny's bed. Go back to bed.
Were you alone, by the way?
No.
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 I was, who was with you?
I was with my my wife and Sonny.
That is awkward.
Yeah. No, and Anthony.
And Anthony was here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I'm just getting his bed. That's all I'm doing.
Right.
So go back to bed.
Right.
Then in my head, he's not going to even remember it. Because he was dead asleep.
Yeah.
And he popped up.
And then tried to engage you in a conversation.
So,
how was dinner? Yeah. How are you guys? It's okay. Just go back to sleep. Oh, no, it's okay. Now I'm awake. Everything all right?
Go,
how was dinner? Shh. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're ignoring everything I'm saying and just telling me to go back to sleep. I'm awake. Like, it'd be one thing if I just rolled over and then went back down. I sat up. Oh, hi. How are you? Anthony, what's going on? How was dinner?
Yeah.
Shh. It's okay. Go back to bed.
It's okay. Sorry to wake you. Go back to bed. Shh.
I thought you were going to take a different approach, and that's going to the office and scream at the top of your lungs to wake him up.
Well, you know, I could have done
that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But I felt bad. He was doing the 2 a.m. show that night.
Yes.
And I figured, let the bear sleep, you know?
Let the bear sleep.
The bear did need his rest.
He needed his rest.
Did you go back to sleep after Craig left?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Successfully. Wow.
I'm cold. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but then he's like, why didn't you talk to me? And I'm like, you were sleeping. Shh, go back to bed. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I'm going to wake you up. Because once I engage you mentally, then you can't go back to bed.
Right.
So.
No. Well, I appreciate the trying to.
I tried.
But then I did wake up, though. And then I was dismissed. It just felt weird.
Especially,
your whole family standing there. I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah,
you don't even let them say
that's
hi to
what
me.
I'm thinking.
It's like, shh, just go back to sleep.
If it was just you, I think I'd understand it.
Yeah.
Your wife is there. Your kids are there. Big Mac's trying to be respectful.
He's never met my wife, I don't think. Right?
Yeah, at the comedy shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. She's a big fan of his.
Yeah.
But she also is not a fan of a sloppy office. So I was trying to actually...
That might have been part of it.
Get moving along.
She did have a couple things to say.
And at the same time, let him go back to bed.
Right.
Hey, honey, nothing to see here. Go back to bed.
That's why you wanted to get the hell out of there.
Keep the lights off, Anthony. Don't touch that light switch. It's all good. It's all good. He's sleeping. Let him sleep. He's got to work in 2 hours.
So now we see the motives. Makes complete sense, by the way.
I totally
get that.
Yeah. I haven't cleaned my office in a bit.
I'd be embarrassed by my office if my wife saw it too. Trust me.
Yes. So sorry that I woke you.
That's okay.
And thank
really,
you
Really, it was no big deal.
Putting the chair
I'll
back
tell
up.
You, it was a hell of a sleep because I thought Big Mac's Saturday morning show was as good as I've ever heard him. No sarcasm with the Mets, straight to the point, made some big bombastic points. I thought he was great. Best show on the weekend this weekend, Big Mac.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You listened from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday?
That's not how I listen. I listen from 2 to 2:17, then from 3:07 to 3:17, then from 4:12 to 4:22, and then from 5:46 to 6 a.m. True story.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Richard that last bit because I'm only on till 5.
Crap, he got me.
Good try, though. I bought it.
I do jump around, though, yes.
Yes. In your sleep?
As I'm about to sleep, usually I'm like,
oh, so you listen in to go to bed?
Sometimes, yes.
Got it. I'm perfect. Yep. Here's Nick in Oakland, New Jersey. What's going on, kiddo?
Hey, what's up, Craig? What's up, Evan? How we doing?
All right, how we doing?
I'm doing good.
Little mozzarella, how you doing?
yo, Evan, what? How did your okay. How did your wife's Father's Day gift go?
Oh yeah, great question there, Toots.
So you know what I did, Nick? Because of people like you, because I assume you thought it was a horrendous idea that was only going to bring you down. Is that fair to say?
Well, I didn't think I didn't think it was a bad idea. I think it was a bad idea that you announced it to millions of people.
That's a good point. So what I did was, tell me if you approve of this. What I did was, is I moved everything up. And on Friday night, I said, by the way, just because I love you, got your gift. So I pivoted from here's a Father's Day gift to a, hey, I'm in love. Here's a gift.
So here's what happened.
Yeah,
Evan can be swayed.
I can be.
He can be swayed by whether it's me or the audience. He is not as steadfast as
he
thought.
No, no, no. I want to make something clear. Yeah. I can be swayed when I give something serious thought.
Yes.
I listen to the positives and the negatives, and my view can change. And I think that's what any good human would do.
Yes.
Now, there are a lot of times I'm hard-headed. There are many things I'm hard-headed about. But in this case, I listened to what you said. I listened to what the people said, and I realized, you know what? I'm just going to do a little tiny pivot. And I pivoted, and it worked out great.
I bet it did.
Everybody's happy.
Good.
Thank you.
And, you know, can I add one thing? That's not a terrible idea, because then the next day, or whenever you go, the Sunday, you go to the Mets game with your wife, she's not as upset, you know what I mean? She's
well,
like,
his wife has already accepted him for who he is.
No,
they ever got married.
She accepts me, but
she doesn't have to apologize anymore.
She does accept me, but my wife and kids went to Saturday's game and Sunday's game.
Oh, is that right?
And I could tell by the end of Sunday's game at about 4:45, as the game was ending very meekly for the Mets, I could tell she was done.
She had enough.
She needed a break from the Mets.
Yeah. Now, are you going to a Mets game this week?
Well, the Mets are on the road after today.
Okay, right. They're in
Houston. So I do get a respite. And then next week, they are home for a homestand in which I will be partaking in a couple of games.
Got it. All right. So there you go. So you did pivot off the Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you get a nice gift for Father's Day?
I got a great gift for Father's
Day. Is that right?
Day.
What'd you get?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, if you don't
mind. So there's this really cool charging station for right near the bed where we sleep.
Yeah.
In which my phone can charge wireless. My Apple earphones can charge wireless.
Nice.
And all my tablets, because I have a lot of them, can also be charged. So it was a really good, convenient gift. Plus, my son made me some beautiful Father's Day cards that were wonderful.
That is awesome.
So I had a great Father's
that
Day.
That is great.
The only thing that spoiled it was Seth Lugo.
Isn't it great when kids get their dad a Father's Day gift? That is awesome.
Well, I assume all kids get their fathers a Father's Day.
As do I.
Right? I mean,
as do I.
I can't imagine a son that wouldn't.
Tommy and Maddie got you a nice gift.
Yeah.
Right there, Big Mac?
Yeah, Andrew. Thomas and Andrew.
Right,
yeah.
My man.
Sorry about that. That's okay. It's only the third or fourth time.
I apologize. You'll get it eventually.
Yes, they made things for me as well. I got a beard. Nice. A nice new beard trimmer.
Yeah. Where's Sonny going? Yeah.
How'd they make you a beard trimmer, by the way?
They didn't make me the beard trimmer.
They bought me a beard trimmer. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then they made me things.
Well, since we're sharing all these great gifts we got.
They made me a tie that also answered questions.
Big Mac, you know, like, we're kind of done with you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good.
But it sounds
let me know the next time you want to hear about Maddie.
That question-answer tie sounds awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, the teacher asked them questions. Oh, I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
Yeah, since we're
and then, so it's like, why would Dad, why does Dad love me? Why do I love Dad? What's Dad's favorite thing to do?
Adorable.
And they're all like the cute answers that you wouldn't expect, and it's like almost a little, like, what does Dad always say? Oh, don't do that, you know, things like that.
Are we done yet? Okay, beautiful gift. So since we're going around the room.
Yeah.
I assume, Craig, you must have got some awesome Father's Day.
Yeah, you would think that I would.
I would assume so.
Yes.
Nothing to help you chop wood or anything? I thought that's where...
just having my kids in my presence on Father's Day is gift enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were some shortages for Father's Day gifts over the weekend.
Is that shortages of what?
Well, no, there were just some... I think, like, the plane routes were blocked Because I had to get
things you ordered for me.
Well, exactly. Because they're supposed to ship them, but I think they're going to get here by next week.
The supply chain
exactly.
was problematic.
It's Biden's fault, like, damn it.
Either someone dropped a package or there might have been a closure at one of the airports, something.
Something.
So I'm sure you got like a picture of what you're going to get just to like let you know.
You would think.
You give the picture and you go, well, it's on its way. Delay issues. It's coming from Nova Scotia.
Wet your whistle, some may say.
That's got to be a surprise. So we can't tell them what it is.
Oh, it's
going to
be a surprise since I'm getting it after Father's Day.
Did you get any Father's Day gifts? You have four kids.
Yeah, it's true. I have four of them.
So did you get any?
And by the way, two of them have jobs.
Yes.
And they earn their own money.
Yes.
Yeah, the other two are still on the nipple. Yeah. But two work. Yeah.
So what'd you get?
It's on the way. He doesn't know.
I think collectively it's on the way. They're all on the way.
Bro, it's over now.
It's over.
The statute of limitations has ended.
Yeah.
No, like, it hasn't, because the gift hasn't came yet.
Yeah, well, no, at this point, I'm not going to accept the gift anyway.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they messed up.
Sonny.
They messed up.
Sonny, can I give you some advice? You got a really good father. He's a good guy. He's a caring guy. Can you get, like, I'm an old man now. My dad got a Father's Day gift. It's not like there's an age you hit where you say, okay, I'm done. Like, that's it. No more Father's Day gifts. So may I ask you very politely, I know you're too busy, you know, standing for Steph Curry, and that's a busy job. But what the hell are you thinking?
So, if I could defend myself, the way our family works is we don't really do gifts on occasion. It's more of just a, like, throughout the year, if you want something, it's more of a, okay, we can do that because you're not getting a main gift for some holiday. So, I feel like we kind of just put the same energy back for
them. So, when was the last gift you got your father? Like, I assume you must have gotten him something recently.
Oh, he got me that F1 shirt.
And I got him a nice F1 hoodie that I found. I got him a...
And you found?
He found it, by the way.
Yeah,
I found it. It was laying in a box. I was like, I'll take it.
We got it. There's a nice pizza oven that seems to be.
Yeah, the folks at Uni sent me that.
Yeah, but I had reached out to them to see if they could do a partnership.
Yeah, you reached out to them. Okay. Yeah. All right, just keep digging that hole, buddy.
Yeah, it's not working.
Here's Jake in Jersey on the fan. Jake, what's going on today, Cookie?
Yo, Craig. Evan,
what's good, Hammer?
What's up?
Yeah, so I got a name for your mockumentary.
Yes, it comes out next Thursday, June 30th.
Yeah, but before I get to that, I just got a small bone with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to know, do you think you're like you're greater than John Mara?
Greater than John Mara.
Greater than John Mara. At what?
Like, he did everything he could to get that the Giants don't play on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And you're going to pick the game that you and Evan do as broadcasting.
Yeah.
On that day.
That was the plan, yes.
It has not been given it to us yet, but that's the plan, yes.
Yeah. What's the problem? I'm missing.
So what about your audience and your fans
that
are observing that holiday?
Well, I guess you could leave the radio on Friday before sundown.
Jake, let me ask you a question. Do you, and I think this will answer it very well, do you think Susan Waldman likes Craig Carton?
No.
You say
she does
no.
not.
Okay. So we picked a day that I think she is going to
observe. I believe
observe.
She practices the Jewish
right.
faith.
So we were being strategic in, let's find a day where Susan's nowhere near the booth, and then Craig, someone she probably is not a huge fan of, can sneak into the booth. Does
exactly.
that make sense?
I hear that.
So, but listen, I appreciate the fact, as a fan who's an Orthodox, or at least a practicing Jew, that if we do it on Yom Kippur, you can't hear it live.
Yeah, but here's the good news.
I apologize.
Yeah. But Jeff, here's the good news. Jake, I apologize. Here's the good news. Craig will play his hockey calls and his basketball calls incessantly. So trust me, you won't really miss it.
You're not going to miss much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually planning a special right now called Carton Calls.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so.
It's a fair question and we appreciate it. And just to be clear, we have not been given the Rosh Hashanah date yet.
We won't.
As our date.
We're not going to get it.
Well, why not?
Because they're not going to approve us doing a game.
Why?
For many reasons.
Sweeney Murdy's doing a game.
Yeah, Sweeney also covers the Yankees.
But he's not like a play-by-play guy per se.
I think two things are going to happen.
Schlapnick did it this weekend.
Who did it? Shackle.
Shackle? So
did you call him Slap?
No.
Can you replay what he just said?
I said Schlapnick. It was close.
It sounded like something
I didn't say that, though. It was very close.
Oh my
but I made a point of not saying it.
I mean, we were this close. Oh, boy.
Why won't we get a game?
So, two reasons. There's a reason why you won't get a game. There's a reason why I won't get a game.
Well, I know my reason. Why won't you get a game?
I don't think as a Met fan, they would want a Met fan on the Yankee broadcast.
Well, I mean, that makes more sense than me not doing it.
Susan wants you anywhere near the broadcast.
Yeah, but if she's not there, she doesn't get total control.
She may get a little bit
of
say.
Although they might give it to her. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, in theory, when you and I are off together, they are very respectful and they say to us, who would you like to fill in?
Well, apparently they don't ask me because I have an opinion. So I think maybe with you, but with me they don't give a crap.
I think you might have been in the bathroom when they came by.
Nah.
But I think your viewpoint of that does count.
Well, I'll make my viewpoint again. It should be Big Mac and Loogie.
And it's going to be.
All right.
They're doing both days.
Every day we're off.
Well,
and that's
that.
A lot of days, fellas.
I can't subscribe to that.
Why not?
Because I can't.
Why?
Because I'm always best for the time slot.
And that's best for the time slot.
I'm not sure if it is.
Who's better for this time slot than two guys that are on this show? And I'm waiting. Tell me who.
You tell me Pat Boyle did a great job.
I think
last
he did
time.
A great job.
Maybe he gets a crack.
So you think Pat Boyle would be better for
our
time slot?
I've never heard Pat, so I
Should
don't
Should they
know.
Move Tiki and Tierney into our time slot? Like they used to do with me and Joe? Oh, the Endless Summers? Bro, enough.
By the way, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, would you do that? Is that better for our time
And then
time
these
slot?
Guys get to do middays?
Would you? They'd prefer that, probably.
Would you guys rather do the midday show? But to be fair, like Tiki and Tierney are trying to build a midday
yeah,
audience.
Yeah, it's probably not good for them to do that.
But again, this always comes back to you guys insulting us.
Excuse me.
You just said us going in their time slot's going to hurt them.
Loogie. All I've said on the air constantly is no one's asked me, but my strong viewpoint is that you should fill in every single time. So if you want to twist that into it's somehow a shot at you guys, then you can go take your Robertitis somewhere else.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Craig.
I will tell you this. Someone saw the Oz this weekend, apparently. Someone all of a sudden has got a lot of courage.
You did a lot of courage.
All of a sudden, he went on a little trip with Dorothy. Yeah, you saw the Oz, didn't you?
There's a little bit of some pig behavior going on here between the two of you.
Not at all.
When it comes to me and Big Mac.
But I would tell you that I'd be careful with that courage.
Wow.
That's all I would say to you.
That seemed threatening.
All of a sudden, you become very lippy on
the
show.
Yeah, the more lippy you get, the more I realize that maybe somebody else should fill in for us when we're out. Maybe my viewpoint is changing.
So you're goading me now to be even more lippy and then tell me I'm being lippy. I know what you're doing.
Sort of.
I'm not going to take the bait.
I mean, all I'm saying is...
I don't know what I'm doing.
Be careful.
But you're giving us something, but you're going...
Oz was just the little man behind a curtain.
He was.
That's all he was. He didn't have anything special at all.
Don't give away the end to
dated,
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, so I'm just... listen, 1937. It's all good. But you keep on with that courage.
Yeah, like we're putting you over, and yet you're complaining for some reason. It's very odd to me.
It's very quick now, very quick.
I don't
His
get
feelings
that.
Get hurt very quick.
So who are you endorsing? Who should fill in for us if it's
now,
not Big Mac?
Now I'm going to think about it.
Alan Jerry, maybe?
I can't hear what you're saying. Schlapnick. Does he do talk shows?
That's what you call Justin Shackle.
I apologize. I have trouble remembering his name. I'm sure he did a great job. Schlapnick. He was great. Schlapnick. Yeah, he brought Biggie Smalls to the Yankee broadcast.
That's not bad.
I'm going to give him credit for that. I never heard of him.
Okay.
Here's Mason in Suffolk County. Mason, how are you?
Oh, just now.
Oh, this will be good.
It's like a school project now. I mean, do you guys get fooled by 9-year-olds calling into the show? Jesus. Mason, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I mean, that's the worst attempt to disguise a voice I've ever heard.
What the hell is that? Bro, I'm not trying to disguise a voice, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Yo, I'm just popping in New York. How are we doing?
You're popping in New York? Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Brother, it's the greatest city, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not actually in the city right now, but it's the best place to be, you know?
Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Suffolk, but, you know, I go to New York a lot.
Yeah, how do you get there? Your mommy drives you?
Brother, I chop her there.
You chop her there, nice. Where do you land?
Brother. Yeah,
yeah, good.
You ever looked at top floor of those buildings?
You land on the buildings in New York City, yeah?
Yo, man, I'm just kidding around. Yeah, no,
that's so dope.
I want to get to the Yankees a little bit and stop kidding around here. Cause,
hold on.
You know,
are you recording? Hold on. Relax. Are you recording this call or no?
Why would I be recording the call?
So you can play it back for all your friends while you're drinking wine coolers tonight.
Brother. my friends are like in like Alabama right now, bro. Bro, I just want to talk about the Yankees. You know?
Bro,
talk about Aaron Judge a little bit.
Bro, have you ever seen a naked woman before?
Bro.
Bro.
Bro, you're gonna get fired.
Why?
Cause I mean, like that's like rated R. I mean,
aren't you of age?
I'm not gonna say everything.
How old are you?
You didn't actually know how old I am.
How old are you?
Didn't ask.
How old are you?
Come on, take a guess. Take a guess.
9.
13.
That's an insult.
8.
15.
15?
I was closer.
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
Thanks.
I got to give it to you guys.
It's all good.
Sometimes puberty comes late, you know?
What are you doing for the summer?
I like this guy.
He's all right.
Working.
Bro. What kind of job you got for the summer, bro? What are you doing?
Bro, Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres are on fire.
Yeah.
Bro.
Bro. Bro-ham.
Bro, you know? Aaron Judge right now, he's on fire. What I love about him, he's going opposite.
Want to feel old? You ready for this?
Go.
He was born. When he was born, you were my age.
When he was born, I was your age.
When he was born, you were my age.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old?
He was born the year I started.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
That's even better.
I was thinking of that one.
There you go. That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
Suffering.
Hey, listen. Nice. Not everyone has puberty at the same age. His words, not mine.
Once again, proving that we don't screen calls, we just take them.
No way. We do not screen calls.
Yeah.
No
shot. We don't. Yeah.
And then he goes out and makes a boring baseball point.
Aaron Judge, brother. Aaron Judge,
Who
brother.
Who says the youth doesn't love baseball, Craig? Who says that?
Yeah, well,
I guess a 15-year-old breaking down Aaron Judge's oppo power.
877-337-6666. Apparently, you call, we answer.
That's the new promo.
Yeah.
You call, we answer. Want proof? Here's this 15-year-old.
Bro! Brother!
Bro. Let's just eliminate the middleman. You should take the ringing phone. Just answer the call.
They used to do that in radio.
Oh, dude. My first radio job, I did that at XM.
Hello.
Like, literally, hello, you're on the air.
It was great. Can I talk to Evan, please? Yeah, this is Evan.
Yes.
Wait, you screen your own calls?
Yes.
What kind of low-rent show is this?
Oh, it was low-rent, all right.
There you go. You know the guy in radio who's been in Baltimore for like 50 years? Nasty
Nestor Aparicio.
Yeah, you know that guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does the same thing. He's the original Nasty Nestor.
He is.
He is fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he actually pays for his own time on the radio.
Is that true?
And then he sells it and makes the difference.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how he's done it for years. But he's at every Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
Doing it all by himself.
Crazy.
He's his own engineer, call screener, producer. He does it all. Yeah, I love it.
We should make our weekend host do that now.
Just do everything.
Just do everything.
You know, a lot of radio jobs, you do everything other than screen the calls.
Yes.
So, like, we would eliminate Big Mac's job.
Yeah, so I did that. When I was working at Sirius,
run your own board.
I ran my own board. In fact, I'd argue I run the best board at WFN.
I put up my board skills. You, but I got you.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
You'd argue that?
But I got you.
Well, you want to compete against me?
No, no, it's not a competition.
Dude, I win the tightest freaking board in the world.
Forget about it.
While doing a show.
Yeah.
Why don't you try that Friday night, Big Mac? Let's see it.
It's Saturday morning, but no thank you.
Okay.
It's really not that difficult.
It really isn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's not that difficult.
No, it's not particularly
like
difficult.
Like, it's all automated. You just push a button to start
it. Well, the one thing I was doing is I was adding drops. So I'd be doing the show, and I added my own self drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks.
Sorry, Big Mac.
That's okay.
But you guys turned on us earlier today, and now it's...
Well, listen. I just think it's... Find the other board op who carries the content of the show the way I do and runs the board. It's tough.
Tough.
A lot going on.
Yeah, it is. It's very tough.
He's feeling himself.
I don't think it's that tough if you want to just see how tough it is.
Nope.
We can let you know.
Okay.
You're good? I thought so. 877-337-6666. 66-66. So the Yankees lose last night. You've got the Rays tonight. Gerrit Cole back on the mound against some guy, Shane McClanahan, you never heard of. The New York Mets beat the Marlins handily in a shutout today. So they're back to their winning ways.
They haven't officially done it yet, but there's two things that are coming out of this game that you may or may not have noticed. Unrelated to the outcome.
Buck Showalter's trolling Yankee fans by making it clear that all you Yankee fans should know that Francisco Lindor has more RBIs than Aaron Judge.
Well, I mean, it's a fact. He does.
But why point that out?
To put over Francisco Lindor
and
remind
Yankee fans.
It's not to troll Yankee fans. To remind Met fans that, hey, look, Lindor's having a great year. But number one, Jeff McNeil got hurt in this game. I don't know how serious it is, but it's called a hamstring issue, which could be serious. So that's number one. That's not good. And number two, two more Mets were drilled, including J.D. Davis in the hand. And yes,
was that Davis or Alonzo?
J.D. Davis. Okay. And yes, Buck Showalter gave a really mean stab.
Yeah, in a 6-0 game, two Mets got hit and no retaliation.
Well, hold on. Let me finish that sentence because you're right. In the top of the 9th inning of what will likely be a 6-run game, maybe that's when you do retaliate. And the last time we had this dance, the Mets did retaliate against Nolan Arenado, or at least
they
came
tried.
Close to Nolan Arenado. And then obviously he showed he was a baby. But because two more Mets have been hit, and if you remember Friday night jumped out at me. So the Marlins started a guy who's had a very good season. This guy had not hit one batter all season long. Hits two more Mets.
Yeah.
Two more Mets got hit later. Four Mets were hit on Friday night. So the count is continuing to go up.
I think it's six, right?
I think
I missed one yesterday.
I'm not sure about Saturday and Sunday off the top of my head, but at minimum four on Friday and two more today.
Yeah.
So the Mets continue at this insane
pace.
Now,
to be fair, guys like Cotta historically get hit more than anybody else.
All hit batsmen are not created equal.
Right.
I admit that. But the last hit batsman the Mets saw was J.D. Davis getting drilled in the hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, J.D. stayed in the game, so that's good for now. But what does that mean? He could walk away with an injury at any moment. And those are the hit batsmen that really tick you off. And again, the one thing we can't argue is for whatever reason, they're happening at a crazy pace. 50 Mets have been hit this season. That's a really high number when you compare it to everybody else in baseball. So as much as we talk about, well, the balls are slippery, it happens, we can't deny the numbers. 50 Mets have been hit. So what are they going to do in the 9th inning, and does it matter? You tell me, does it matter?
I always think it matters because that's one of those quote-unquote unwritten rules of baseball. And it's like a virus right now.
Well, I got
it
good news.
It hasn't stopped.
I got good news.
Yeah.
The second batter in the 9th inning is Gerard Encarnacion. Now, has this kid done anything wrong? No, he made his major league debut yesterday.
Matter of fact, there's an amazingly emotional postgame with his family.
It was great. Hit a game-winning grand slam. But you know what?
Yeah.
Business is business,
Welcome
Craig.
To the majors, kid. You hugged your cousin last night after the game. Today we're going to drill you.
Boom!
Just like that.
Boom!
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to do anything because this team's not made like that.
But should they do something?
Good or bad, because I understand both arguments. One argument could be, come on, let's just play ball, keep winning. Forget about it. You know, he didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
The other argument is, at some point, if it is 6-0, hits by batters hit by pitches,
right,
you got to let the league know we're not going to sit here and just tolerate it.
And look, most of the time, it's very easy to say this isn't the moment to do it. And I remember when we did this last time with the Cardinals, it was a perfect moment to do it.
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where it's the right moment to do it if you want to do it. But when Pablo Lopez is hitting two guys and he hasn't hit anybody all season long, you start to say, what the hell is going on here, dude?
And it is a 6-run lead going into the 9th,
and
so perfect.
The guy pitching for the Mets in the 9th inning of this 6-0 game is Yoan Lopez, the same guy who went up and in on Nolan Arenado.
Well, it'll be interesting. I think you got to hit somebody. And so you have to defend your team at some point.
So will they?
I do not think he will. I don't.
I disagree. I think the Mets are going to hit somebody.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think it's going to turn. This is the second time we've done
this. You think Pete Alonso gets thrown to the ground like a rag doll?
I hope not.
I hope not.
I hope not.
By a little dwarf.
But I do think it's not going to lead to anything, but I do think one of these hitters that comes up will get a fastball up and in. Maybe they'll get drilled. See, Yoan Lopez didn't hit the last time
he did came
this.
Close to our knob, but didn't hit him.
And there was another situation I'm trying to remember where he went behind a guy twice in a row and then got ejected. What situation was that?
I don't remember that one.
That was Yoan Lopez. Wasn't he both of them?
Well, he's the right guy then.
I'm getting all these hit batsmen and situations confused, but the Mets have been hit at a crazy rate all year. What are you going to do about it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So we got the audio. Before we get back to all your calls, you tell me if this is Buck Showalter trolling Yankee fans or merely pumping up his own guy.
No,
or,
and I'm glad.
Or both.
I'm glad because when I first read the quote from Buck, the first thing I said is I got to hear the audio.
Right.
I watch every Buck post-game presser. I never heard it in the postgame presser. I find out, okay, it was the pregame presser. SNY, I love being on the network, but they do an atrocious job of getting out Buck Showalter press conferences. I think every press conference should be out there on YouTube.
I think this is from the game that was not on SNY, correct?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just giving context.
Don't make excuses. Every pregame, every postgame should be out, maybe in one place, maybe on the SNY app. So I've never heard this audio. So the first thing I said this morning to the guys, like, we got to get the audio. Like,
yeah.
I keep hearing this story. I know we're going to talk about it.
Right.
Context is king. I think the audio is fascinating. I think you're going to be fascinated by it. And it's possible my view on how Buck said it could be completely different.
Yeah.
Because context is king.
Let me first say that the Mets did not hit a Marlin in the ninth inning. So that, just put that to rest, because we teased
Yoan going Lopez
the
was up and in on a lot of pitches, but no, he did not hit anybody.
Right. So this is, just give me the kind, this is pregame yesterday?
Yeah, pregame yesterday. It's the end of the press conference.
Okay.
The last question was by John Heyman about has Buck taken note of the Yankees' success?
Okay.
And so he answers the question, talks about how he still has friends over there.
Yeah,
He's aware of how great they're doing, and he roots for them to win when he's not playing the Mets, that kind of thing. And then he's kind of just having some fun at the very end of that.
Okay, let's hear. This is unedited. This is yesterday. And the question is, did Buck Showalter purposely troll the Yankees and Yankee fans? And if so, why? Go.
We think he's got a better chance. Well, we done. Let's be done. There's no camera here anyway, right?
No, there is.
We think he's got a better chance of
happening. There is a camera, though. Just FYI.
Us breaking the hit-by-pitch record the Reds set last year, or the Yankees breaking the Mariners' record?
What's the record for hit-by-pitch?
Do you know that Lindor has more RBIs than Judge? Did you know that?
Wow.
And yeah, then even the little finger paddling.
Did you guys aware that the guy that you are telling is the MVP of the league and worth $350 million? My guy's got more.
All right,
guys.
Couple of things.
Trolling.
Absolutely, I take back my initial comment.
Thank you, sir.
That,
by the way, the Mets
about
won today 6-0.
Good win by the Mets. Hopefully Jeff McNeil's okay. As soon as we get an update, we'll tell you. I take back the idea that that was simply to put Lindor over. So let's go through the context here.
Yes.
John Heyman is writing an article, which he wrote, comparing the Mets and the Yankees. He wrote that article.
Yes, he did.
In excitement of the article, or for research in the article, he brings up the Yankees to Buck Showalter.
You have to, right.
Buck clearly is not interested in talking about the New York Yankees.
Right, or their fast start, because the Mets, oh, by the way, are off to a pretty damn good start themselves.
So he answers it. That part we didn't hear, but he answered it. Yeah, I got friends over there. then goes on to make a quip, actually a pretty funny quip. Hey, guys, what has a better chance of happening? The Yankees breaking the 0-1 Mariners record of 116 wins, or us as the Mets being hit more than any other team in baseball history? Which, in a way, is not a I'm pounding my chest kind of comment. It's more the frustration that guys keep getting hit.
I think it's two things. I think it's that for sure. And I think he's not going to allow the Mets, to the best of his ability, play second fiddle to the Yankees.
Correct. And that's what leads to the, you know what? I'm going to throw a factoid out there. And look at Buck knowing that factoid, knowing, hey, Judge is having a great year, maybe the MVP of the AL, but he doesn't have as many RBIs as Lindor.
Right.
And he throws that out there. But this all started because John Heyman's writing an article. And so John Heyman needs to ask Buck about the Mets versus the Yankees. So it wasn't to put Lindor over. I definitely take that back.
Doesn't hurt, but fair
doesn't
enough.
Doesn't hurt, but that was that. This was all about responding to a reporter asking him about another team's hot start.
Yeah.
And I think he was agitated by it. And that's why he even says, this over, the camera's off, I'm going to take some shots.
Right.
Because I'm annoyed that someone even asked me about a team that's not ours.
Right. We're 20 games over 500. We're in first place. We're the story. And we're not going to let the Yankees. And listen, he has every right to have an axe against the organization, going back 20 years, of course. But, yeah, it's,
well,
needle. I'm going to needle him when I can.
Can I ask you, let's reverse this.
Yeah.
Let's say the Mets now go win 12 in a row, whatever it is.
Sure.
Yankees cool off. The Mets now have the best record in baseball, and let's say they're on pace to win 115 games, but the Yankees are having a great year.
Yeah.
And Aaron Boone is asked, again, no affiliation with the Mets, but he's asked, paying attention to the Mets? They're on pace to break the all-time wins record. He'd take a shot.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
He would say, we're off to a pretty damn good start ourselves. That's what he would say. He would not come out and say.
You don't think he would take a shot?
He wouldn't say, you know, Judge has more RBIs than Alonso.
Maybe not that shot.
Like that.
No,
right.
No, not that shot specifically, but I think that he would probably be like, why are you asking me about that?
Right.
I think there would be a little bit of that.
I think Boone, knowing Boone, he would answer it more diplomatically, whereas Buck Showalter's purposely pushing a couple buttons.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. And I like it, by the way. I think Met fans should embrace that.
We have great ratings. We've had some success.
That's I've read that, but, you know.
Right.
I've read it. Not a lot of people talk about it, but I've read it.
You wouldn't want to be asked about somebody else's ratings. You'd say, what do I care? I'm only worried about us.
Right?
It's fair.
No, I mean, you could ask me about other shows not doing well.
Right.
Can you explain why no one's listening to that show? I can, actually. Would you like to get into it? Because that's a question that's not looking for an answer.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
That one you
but
love.
But I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll give you, I got an hour.
But the Mets and the Yankees are not competing with each other. So
no,
it'd be like asking you, okay, but it'd be like asking you your opinion on a show we're not competing with.
Right.
Hey, their ratings are great. What do you think?
Right.
It'd be a part of you saying, what the hell do I care?
Right.
Our ratings are good. And I do think that context is key. Buck was asked about the Yankees.
Right. It'd be like someone said, hey, Evan Carton, what do you think about the job Sid Rosenberg's doing at ABC?
Right.
Like, why would you ask that?
Great. Sid's doing a great job.
Right.
But, you know. Hey, did you know that I have more RBIs than Sid?
Yeah,
in pickup baseball. Sid's probably thinking, "No, you don't.
You can't play sports with him anyway."
I got one
because he's a black hole when it comes to basketball.
Oh, is that true?
Him and Jody Mack, the two most selfish basketball players I've ever played basketball with.
Really?
You give them the ball, you never see it again. And then when they don't make a shot, which is all the time, it's your fault.
Ah,
yes.
The shot I was going to say is, you know what? I don't know if you know this. I bench more than Sid Rosenberg. True story.
There's no way you do.
Obviously, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying if I was equivalent of this.
Yeah.
Yes, it's got great ratings. You know, I bench more than him.
How?
Obviously, I don't bench more than him. Do you bench more
Spectacular.
Than him?
Do I bench more than Sid?
I mean, he's ripped, dude. Have you seen him recently?
Naturally?
I would assume so.
I would say Sid's pretty strong these days. He's got some guns.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. But I'll beat that bald head of his in a bench press contest anytime he wants.
I see a competition.
Sid's my guy. Sid's my guy, and he has a book coming out, and I wish him the best. I do.
But that's what Buck did. Buck was asked about the Yankees. It was brought up to him.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think he was agitated.
That was his way of taking a shot without people thinking he was irritated.
Right.
That was his way of, I'm going to support my own guy, and in doing that, I'm going to let you know we're never going to play second fiddle to the Yankees. Now, the Mets are 44-24. that for them is a historic start.
The Mets are 45-24. They just won.
Yes,
let's
yes.
get that right.
I apologize.
Thanks.
21 games over 500.
Yeah.
They got nobody to apologize.
They are three games off the pace of the 1986 New York Mets.
Right. So it's a historical year for them. Historic year for them. Right.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Historic. You got me crazy on that.
I got you crazy.
Yeah. The Yankees, obviously, tonight, are going to be the first team by a long shot to get to 50 wins.
Oh, you have confidence in Garrett now?
Oh, that's right. Garrett Cole's pitching.
That's good to see. I'm glad
tomorrow
you came
night,
around.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. The Yankees will get their 50th win.
Okay.
Boy, I got to tell you, that guy better show up tonight. He better show
he
up and show
well
out.
He pitched well in his last start.
He better show up and show out.
Did he not pitch well in his last start?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Plus, you're facing that loser Tampa Bay team.
I think he went 5 2/3, maybe 6, whatever it was his last start.
He pitched 6 innings.
Shutout ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it 6?
Yeah, remember he got into trouble because of the error, but then awake, Labor Torres kept his foot off the bat, on
right,
the bag,
right.
gave up a cheap hit,
they
then got a monstrous double play.
Yes.
So we both thought, uh-oh, Garrett Cole's about to implode.
Implode in the 6.
And right. he didn't. No, and he didn't implode.
No, he pitched good.
He pitched great.
When he pitches well, we give him credit.
Yeah.
I have no expectation of that happening tonight.
Why not?
So a great start by Cole would just be like, hey, look. You forgot there's an extra gift under the tree.
Dude, Garrett Cole has had a very good season, if you look at the numbers. Or good season. I'll take very out. He's had a good season.
I don't disagree with that.
He's been mostly really good after his first couple of starts of the year. Minnesota was obviously a disaster. Why do you have this negative feeling towards him right now? He's been mostly good.
Because I don't trust him.
No, but this is the regular season.
I don't trust
Why
him.
Why don't you trust him?
I just don't. He hasn't earned it yet. He will hopefully knock on wood.
How does he earn it to you?
I mean, you know why?
I don't think he can earn it.
No, he can.
In the postseason, he can.
Well,
not now.
Clearly the postseason.
He could go win the Cy Young. It wouldn't be enough.
That might be true. I can't deny that.
Oh, okay. That's
because
what I'm saying.
Because his bad starts are so bad.
Well, that's
it makes you wonder, golly, if we needed that guy in a game 5 or a game 7, is that guy, can we count on that guy?
I think it's
more. I think that's part of it.
I think, here's what I think it is. And I'm getting into your head, so obviously you could say I'm wrong.
It's dangerous inside there, Evan.
It's the wild card
game. Don't get caught inside that head.
It's the wild card game. That's it.
It doesn't
help.
It's
one game. That's it.
It's
that's
like,
where it is
right,
now.
To be fair, I feel the same way about Aroldis Chapman if he were closing a big spot.
It's a different world now. The guy's not even on the active roster
Well, you know
yet.
What I'm saying.
Yes.
I feel the same way.
But Garrett Cole, despite pitching well in the postseason the year before, I think a lot of Yankee fans almost forget 2020 like it doesn't exist. I think your lack of trust, and you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Like, I acknowledge there are a lot of Yankee fans that echo what you say, but that lack of trust is no longer about spider tack. It's gone. I think Garrett Cole has mostly proven this year he's the same guy without spider tack. Is that not a fair statement?
I would say he's had, just top of my head, 3 brutal starts.
Okay.
5 really, really good starts.
But Craig, here's the bottom line.
Is that fair?
Sure. His ERA this season is 3.33. His career ERA is 3.2. His ERA with the Yankees is 3.16. He's along the lines of what he is right now.
And the 2 starts ago, that ERA ballooned up by almost a full run.
He had a start that completely crushed his ERA. So what this comes down to, and I can't argue this, this is emotion, is that you do not forgive him yet.
I don't.
For the American League wild card game.
I told you.
And the only
I'm vindictive like that.
I get that.
As a fan.
The only thing he can do is not just pitch one good postseason game. He's going to have to pitch multiple postseason
games.
He's
going to have to pitch his ass off if he's the game one pitcher, which he will be, in the postseason. Yeah. But just remember, I never forget. Ask my kids later this year what they got for their birthdays. Nothing.
Because of Father's
Day? That's right. Nothing. You get nothing.
Bluff her.
So May 31st next year, guess what you're getting? Ugats.
Should I call the gift that's on the way and cancel it then? Do you not want that?
The gift that's on the way. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
What is that, my Thanksgiving Day gift?
No, I'm just saying, because it's in the, like I said, it's in the air. It's traveling across state lines right now. I think I can probably still cancel it
if
you don't
want
it.
Should I check my Amazon account to see what it is?
No, we don't order through your Amazon.
Where did you get the gift from, Sonny?
Yeah. What state?
Yeah, where?
Start
I don't know the exact state, but I know it's out west.
Where'd you order it from? Like a website?
Well, I'm not giving away the what
no, no.
The
did you order
is.
From a website?
You bought me Sour Diesel?
From a website, yeah.
You're not allowed to touch that
what
stuff.
What if I walk into the producer's area? Will you show me of a receipt of what you got your father? And I won't say anything, but at least I'll know.
He's good. He's like a vault.
I'm a vault.
I can show you.
All right, I'm coming over. You can pull it up.
Well, I'll do it next to the break.
Yeah, during
next
the break. Pull it up, and I want you to prove it to me. Yeah.
All right, I got you.
All right, just... He can just tell you what it is.
Okay, tell me my earphone.
No, I'm not telling you. It's a surprise.
No, me. He can say to my ear.
Evan. You don't have to show him receipts. don't think you're going to lie about it.
I'll show him at the break.
But you could just tell him what you got.
You could text me or just tell him.
Yeah, at the break, I'll tell him.
All good. Here's Chris and Selden. Chris, what's up?
What's going on, Craig Evans?
All good.
Just wanted to make the point since Buck likes to take shots at the Yankees.
I kind of like it, by the way. I really do. I think even if it's an undertone, the rivalry is good for all of us. I think so.
I love it. I love the rivalry, too. I just want to, you know, take a couple shots back. The Mets haven't won 90 games in a season since 2015, and they haven't won a championship since 86. Like, they got to.
All right. When's the last time you were in the World Series?
2009.
Okay. Mets were there in 2015.
Yeah, but they lost.
I know.
Cold wind.
That's all I got. I give up after that. I return fire with that. It's like if any Yankee fan says, hey, Bucks never won in the postseason, my easy retort is, well, neither is Boone.
let the little Mets get to 90 wins, maybe get to the postseason. A lot can happen from now until October.
Well, they're a lock for 90 wins. That's easy. The question is, do they get to 100? Like, they're not winning less than 90 games.
Look,
this year.
You can pat me on the head like we're the little child, and that's fine. You could do that, but no, deep down, you're afraid. You don't want any of this.
No. Time match. Reverse. No. Last week, we went through this.
No, I admit
Yankee
I don't.
Fans don't, aren't afraid of the Mets smoke. You don't want the Yankees.
Here's the difference. I want to make this clear. If I haven't made myself clear, I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the idea of Yankees Mets. I'm afraid of the fans. I'm afraid of what could happen if they lose. I am not afraid of the baseball team. I'm not.
Okay.
I don't wake up panicking thinking of Nestor Cortez.
But you don't want to play the Yankees.
Because of the fans and the dynamic of the city. In 2000, it was both. In 2000, I knew what the Yankees were. They were in the midst of a dynasty, plus the fans. I think the difference is there are Yankee fans, whether they want to admit it or not, they're afraid of the team.
Well,
they're afraid of
what.
Max and Jake. God forbid they're healthy.
If those two guys come back, and it looks like in short order they're both be back.
I mean, Max Scherzer may pitch for the Mets on Sunday. He's got a rehab start tomorrow. And if all goes well, he could very well pitch Sunday.
So here's where I'll give you this.
What will you give me?
If Max and Jake are both back at pitching where the expectation would be that they're lights out, then I think Yankee fans, they wouldn't be afraid, but they wouldn't go into that series being like, it's ours.
Yeah, and I think in 2000 you had that dynamic and had that feel.
I think in 2000 Yankee fans were like, no big deal.
No doubt. I mean, you just won multiple championships. You'd won three. You'd won two in a row. There was and that's the problem. Sometimes Yankee fans still, to this day, have that same cockiness. This ain't the same Yankees.
It's not deserved.
As well as they're playing this year, they're having an incredible year, and I don't need to take anything away from what they've done. 49-17 is 49-17.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It really is.
Okay? Yeah. The schedule has very little to do with it,
even though
my own radio station took me out of contact with, I wish I was in the American League.
Well,
I mean,
you didn't say it, though.
I was busting balls.
Well, you said it, though.
The Yankees are off to great start.
Yes.
It's not a cold. I was joking. I'll differentiate the next time. But I'm being sarcastic if I'm being serious.
There you go. By the way, can you guys do a little research or have the intern do it? What's the fastest a team got to 50 wins? I know it's happened prior to when the Yankees will do it this week, but I'm just out of morbid curiosity, what's the earliest date of the season a team's gotten to 50?
Not earliest date of the year, the amount of games, not earliest
date. Are you
going to
do that
season,
way?
Of course.
Well, kind of the same.
So this would be their 67th game.
I was going to say, it's not quite the same thing. Season started later.
Of course, I know. I corrected him, Mac. Don't worry. No, it's not.
No, first pitch, April 15th, was usually the first.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, the 1998 Yankees started off 50-17. If the Yankees win tonight, they will continue to match with the 98 Yankee team.
So
did.
When did they win their 50th? Oh.
I just said
67 games.
You're funny.
Did anyone do it better than that? Did the Mariners do it quicker?
I would assume the 01 Mariners did because they won 116 games. And I think the other Yankee team to keep an eye on is not the 27 Yankees, but the 39 Yankees. 39 Yankees got off to a filthy start as well. But here's what's so sick about the 98 Yankees. So they started 49-17, just like the 22 Yankees. The 98 Yankees are now about to go win 16 out of 19. So they're 49-17.
And then they went
16-3 in their next 19 games. Do the math on that, pal.
The Mariners did beat them. The Mariners were 50-14.
So you're saying that they were 66-20?
Yeah.
Top of my head.
That's why.
The 98 Yankees.
As great as the Yankees are playing, and they're going to win 100 games, and they're going to win this division, to even challenge the pace of the 0-1 Mariners and the 98 Yankees still, to me, feels crazy.
Yeah. Because let's say they win tonight. They're 50-17, so they match them. But now you've got to now go 17-2
yeah.
to beat them.
Well,
that's not happening.
What do you think would excite
Yankees? Like I told you, they'd win the series but not sweep Toronto.
Right, right.
You're going to have games like that.
You're going to have games.
You're going to have series like that.
What would excite you more? And Yankee fans more, since you speak for all Yankee fans.
I do.
Challenging the 98 Yankees for 114 wins in mid-September.
God.
Or Aaron Judge chasing Roger Maris?
I think the team one is bigger. Yeah.
But you're dead wrong about the answer. The fans would be so much more into
Judge. Yeah, but the Maris records already been broken.
Come on, dude.
I recognize there's steroid fuel.
How will we view this in New York City? Of course it's been
so
broken.
I
mean,
here's the question. I guess your question is, let's say Judge is sitting on, I don't know, 55 home runs Labor Day.
Yeah.
So 62 is a legitimate threat.
Yes.
You think that becomes a day in and day
100%.
You think so?
He's 100%. And it'll be so much bigger than the win number for the team because they can ultimately lose the win World Series and no one would care about it.
Huh. And the other element here is, yes, Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs. Yes, Bonds at 73. All that. Yes, they did. But we still view 61 as the holy grail.
And to have a Yankee do it, a Yankee that's not using drugs, all that crap. A homegrown Yankee.
And
all
right
that
now,
stuff.
He's hovering around that little bit above 60 pace.
Yeah.
And I understand, it's a very tough pace to keep up.
Yeah.
But if he's challenging that in September, that is going to take over this city. I really believe
you think
that. 100%.
Take over the city.
I think it's the biggest
like
story by far.
Like every night, sold out crowds, home run watch, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you think baseball will accept it as its
That's
single season record?
That's a great question. I'm not sure of that. I think New York will. I think this city, and look, I'm just guessing. We've never seen anything like this.
Right.
I think the Yankee Stadium would be packed every night. I think the camera phones would be out every single night. I don't know if the fans in Kansas City are going to go crazy about it.
They may
not
care.
But in this city, when you're chasing Mickey and Roger, really Roger at that point, so Babe and Roger, oh my God, I think that blows away.
Is it big enough where Billy Crystal makes a movie about it?
I think it's possible. Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
64. The Aaron Judge story.
Who plays Aaron
starring
Judge?
Starring Billy Crystal as Aaron Judge.
Stop it.
He worked with a group of dwarves so that he looked as tall as Aaron Judge. You know, he's like already thinking, writing a score.
And then they win the World Series like they did in 61? Yeah.
And if you care, you were right about the 39 Yankees as well. They had the same record as Seattle, 50-14.
I told you this.
50-14, so 64 games
now,
is the record.
Now, Seattle the 39 Yankees well. Cooled off, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think they won 110 games. I think they ended up at 110.
106.
All right, I was off by a little bit.
Okay.
So it shows you that, you know, 106 would be amazing, but it is going to be impossible to keep this pace up.
50-14. Wow.
50-14.
Yeah. That's Seattle crazy. Was the same thing. The 0-1 Mariners.
Who was the best player on the 39 Yankees?
Joe DiMaggio.
No,
he was pretty good.
I agree with that.
You agree?
I happen to agree with that.
Do you? Who was the best player on the 0-1 Mariners?
The 0-1 Mariners?
Yeah.
Suzuki.
You are right. That was his rookie season.
Thank you.
Remember, the 0-1 Mariners traded Ken Griffey Jr. the year before.
Right.
Okay. A-Rod just left as a free agent.
To Texas.
And Randy Johnson was traded 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
So here they are with without these three legendary icons.
Yep.
But don't worry. Freddy Garcia's pitching every 5 days.
Freddy Garcia.
Dude, if you looked at the roster of the 0-1 Mariners.
Was it Jay Buhner on that team?
Say, no.
No.
You would say.
Oh, I love you. No.
Because he wasn't.
Yeah, but you can know that. These two knuckleheads can't dismiss me that quickly.
What?
No.
He wasn't.
Jay Buhner was a former Yankee. I know Jay Buhner.
Yeah, I didn't ask about his former Yankee.
Well, that's why I'm aware of him.
He played for Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm aware. You know that.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
How many guys on the 0-1 Mariners can you name? Like, their first baseman has New York ties, played for both the Mets
John
and Yankees.
Allard.
Very good.
Bang.
Second baseman.
I'm on fire. I'm killing it.
No, hold on.
That's enough.
I want you to look into my eyes when we do this.
I've done enough. Trust me, I couldn't type
I'm going to give you hints.
I don't want hints.
Second base, ties to someone in New York.
Second base.
Ties to someone in New York.
Brett Boone. Brett
Boone.
Yeah.
All right. Right fielder Ichiro. Center fielder played for the Mets and almost killed Carlos Beltran.
So that's Mike Cameron.
Mike Cameron.
He replaced Ken Griffey Jr., huh?
He was in the trade. Right? Wasn't he in the trade with Cincinnati?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm done. I'm done. My brain's tired.
Okay.
My brain's tired.
Dude, that 0-1 Mariner team is so not what they should be. Yeah. And then they got to the ALCS and they got humbled by the Yankees. Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
It was a 5-game series.
That's what we do. We humble other teams.
Humbled them. Yeah. It was one of the most pathetic displays
I've
ever seen.
We ball-gagged them and put on the black leather mask and humbled them.
Yes.
That's what we did.
You ball-gagged them.
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah.
We got medieval on that ass.
100%.
That's exactly what we did.
Putrid.
Because that's what we do.
That's what you do.
I mean, I was a Met fan back then, but that's what we do.
You take a 116-win team and you send them out meekly.
That's
at
right.
At least the Warriors went out in epic fashion after winning 73 games. At least the Patriots went out in epic fashion after the undefeated season. The 0-1 Mariners are a pit stain in sports history.
A pit stain. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Meanwhile, Buck Showalter's trolling Yankee fans. You're a diehard Yankee fan. How do you feel about it? And if you're a Met fan coming home from Citi Field right now, you must love it. We'll get all your take on it right after this on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.